Praise God. Welcome to the second episode of Pastor O's Corner. My name is Olu Akinkunmi, pastor of Higher Life Christian Center. It is such a privilege to be able to share God's word with you. We're still on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 17. And we're reading a statement from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. It says, "So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun." Praise God. What a wonderful scripture. And this question about evaluation keeps, you know, coming to me. How do we evaluate others? How do we evaluate ourselves? How do we evaluate our standing with the Father after we've given our life to Christ, after we've become believers? These are very important questions. Like I said, Paul had a rap sheet of things he had done, and they were horrible things. You know, people got killed, people were dragged to prison, men and women, not considering family ties or anything. There were even times where he got people out and got them flogged publicly in the synagogue, all simply because they were believers. And he thought he was doing what was right because he was ignorant of the way, because the eyes of his understanding hadn't been enlightened. So as far as he was concerned, he was doing the right thing. I mean, Acts chapter 26 and verse 9 states, "I used to believe that I ought to do everything I could to oppose the name of Jesus the Nazarene. Indeed, I did just that in Jerusalem. Authorized by leading priests, I caused many believers there to be sent to prison, and I cast my vote against them when they were condemned to death. Many times," notice he didn't say a few times, "many times I had them punished in synagogues to get them to curse Jesus. I was violently opposed to them that I even chased them down in foreign cities." Can you imagine this guy? So much zeal, looking to take them out. Now the thing is, suddenly he gives his life to the Lord, and he has to go back to these same people and call them his brothers, his brother and sister in the Lord, and fellowship with them. It's amazing, because when you look at Paul's conversion, some Christians had problems with him initially, and come on, you can't really blame them, can you? If this guy has been ripping you guys apart and suddenly he says, "You know what, I'm now a believer, I believe in Jesus, you know, hey brother, how are you doing, let's go to prayer meeting," I don't think so, because they'll be thinking this guy is trying to trap us. I mean, when you think about Ananias, the guy who prayed for him in Acts chapter 9 when he went blind, and the guy was told by the Lord to go to a guy called Saul praying in the house of Judah on Straight Street. I mean, come on now. I mean, look at Ananias' response. If you look at Acts chapter 9 verse 13, it says, "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, "I have heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem, and is authorized by leading priest to arrest everyone who calls on your name." Believe me, it had to take the Lord to convince this guy to go and minister to Paul. And the moment Paul had his eyesight back, he just went out there and just started preaching the gospel. If you look at Acts chapter 9 from verse 19, it says, "Afterward, he ate some food and regained his strength. Saul stayed with the believers in Damascus for a few days, and immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogues, saying he is indeed the Son of God. all who heard him were amazed. Isn't this the man who caused such devastation among Jesus' followers in Jerusalem? They asked. And didn't he come here to arrest them and take them in chains to the leading priests? Saul's preaching became more and more powerful, and the Jews in Damascus couldn't refute his proofs that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. After a while, some of the Jews plotted together to kill him. They were watching for him day and night at the city gate so they could murder him. But Paul was told about their plot, so during the night, some of the other believers lowered him in a large basket through an opening in the city wall. I mean, can you imagine? But the point I wanted to make is, look at verse 26 and 27. It says, when Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with the believers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe he had truly become a believer. Then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on his way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. Now, what am I trying to say? His conversion was great, but some Christians, and I could say probably rightly so, did not believe that the guy was a believer. They thought it was a trap. Can you really blame them? I don't think so. But the thing is, it takes something for a guy with that kind of history to embrace the faith, fight for the faith, preach the faith. And when I say fight, I'm not talking about him killing anybody anymore or hurting somebody. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, he stood for Christ and he went through unimaginable hardship in getting this message across, loving the brethren, loving the believers, the brothers and sisters in Christ, the people he used to persecute and the people he used to taunt. He loved them so much. When I think about this, Paul really believed that he was forgiven. He really believed that he was a child of God. He really believed that he had attained righteousness through faith in Christ. If he didn't really believe it, I don't think he would have been successful in his walk with God. I don't think he would have been able to do what he did by the grace of God. Some of us listening to this podcast have history. I mean, when we look back at our past, horrible stuff that we're ashamed of. And we allow these things hold us back from serving God. Paul is a classic case of somebody who had gone off the rails. Obviously, he was misguided. Yes, he thought what he was doing was right. Like most of us, when we were not saved, we thought most of the things we were doing were right and we were entitled to do it. And then we come to the light and we realize, boy, how dumb I was, or how dumb we were. I just want to encourage you today, embrace the gospel and embrace the person that Christ has made you in him. Find out from scripture who you are in Christ and run with that. Don't let your past hold you prisoner. Paul did not forget what he did. He recounted several times in many parts of scripture in his letters about what he used to be. But he magnified the grace of God and who God was in his life and what God had done through him by his grace. And that meant more to him than anything else. I'm going to end today's podcast by just reading this text from 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. Even though I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example to those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. I don't know what your rap sheet says, but you know what? You can really embrace this message of grace and God's love and be effective for God. If you continue to see yourself from a human point of view, it will be very difficult. But when God says you're forgiven, embrace it. See it from his point of view, not the world's point of view. Have a blessed day. This is Pastor O signing out. If this has been a blessing to you, share this message. Send it out to your friends. Use every available medium to share this. And you can drop us a line on our website. Let us know what this word has done for you. God bless you. It's all about Christ in you expressing himself through you. Catch you on the next podcast.